Most of the names that were on the table that has been circulated during the past few weeks were mainly the ex-financial figures, whether coming from a private sector or from even institutions like the Central Bank of Egypt. And this definitely boosted the market appetite and sentiment that maybe someone that the president is focusing mainly on the economy, and hence he's going to get someone with such a financial background making the economy the number one priority going forward. And hence when the announcement of an unknown minister who has an engineering background, PhD from one of the U.S. universities. He's the Minister of Irrigation and Water, which is a cabinet that is not in the limelight. Definitely the market reacted negatively in anticipation of further weakness to take place on the market in the next few sessions.
What is the sentiment among analysts now? Do they think that Morsi will maybe decide to change his appointment, or do they believe that he will stick with this PM?
Our immediate impression was neutral from an analyst's point of view until you see the cabinet itself. The makeup of the cabinet is the next event to watch. I mean, he's going to be responsible to appoint the cabinet members, and his appointments or his choice will be watched very closely from analysts, and hence they will make their judgment accordingly on Dr. Andil himself. Inside the country, everybody knows that a lot of people have rejected the appointment. A lot of individuals didn't want to be the scapegoat. A lot of candidates have seen this is a very tough job and they don't want to carry the burden of the economy and Egypt as a whole. So for finding someone, and mind you, he's 48 years old, he's quite young, and he's going to be seen by the young population as someone close to their age. But I think the first decision for him is very important, as well as the choice he makes for the cabinet members is going to be vital for analysts to make a final view on the guy himself.
Of course, you've mentioned the selection of the cabinet there. This reaction of the market seems slightly premature, given that they haven't actually announced who's going to be the new finance minister.
Exactly. I mean, we know very well that most likely, there are some sovereign posts that are going to remain as it is, like the Minister of Interior, the Foreign Affairs, as well as the Defense. They're going to be untouched. And I think this is a pre-agreement already between the SCAF and Morsi as president. But definitely, with all the things that we've been reading in newspapers, and Morsi is giving promises to certain political factions to be posted as cabinet ministers, it is yet to be seen whether the prime minister is going to have really a say on the Muslim Brothers, for example, the Freedom and Justice Party contribution or percentage in the cabinet or not, or he's going to be just a man that is going to be moved around by the president and his party.